Jericho wall. Now we know Israelites, after the coming out of Egypt, they spent 40 years in the desert, and they went into the land of Canaan. But there, they faced the Jericho wall. The Jericho wall is a mighty fortress. It's a very strong wall, very strong city, that no one dared to come against it. But here, the Israelites, they had to come against it. Go after the Jericho wall. Now, what is the Jericho wall in a spiritual sense? Jericho wall signifies a stronghold. Now, in our life, we have a stronghold. And that stronghold, most of the time, that stronghold is in our mind. And today, God wants us to experience breakthrough in our mind. Because if there's a breakthrough in our mind, there's going to be a breakthrough in your life,
Amen.
In your family, in your country,
Amen.
In the country of Korea.
Amen.
How about a breakthrough, friends? Saints, how about a breakthrough in the land of Korea?
Right.
You don't sound like you want breakthrough. If I ask you, you respond, right? Amen?
Amen.
Today, I'm not the one who's preaching. It's the Spirit who is in me who is preaching, right?
Hallelujah.
And I need the Spirit who is in you to cooperate together.
Amen.
It's a mutual shepherding. It's a mutual preaching. Amen?
Amen?
We are preaching together to the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are preaching together to the to our flesh,
Amen.
Which signifies the devil.
That's right.
So how about a breakthrough on the land of Korea today?
Amen. Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now it sounds more like it. How about a breakthrough on the land of Korea?
Hallelujah.
You want it?
Amen.
How about a breakthrough in the on the land of Pyeongtaek?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so there's going to be breakthrough today. Okay? Believe or not, I proclaim in the name of Jesus Christ that there's going to be breakthrough in this room.
Amen.
There's going to be breakthrough in the mind of our saints today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you say amen, there shall be. It shall be.
Amen.
Breakthrough will happen today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because listen, Christ has set us free indeed for all. Right? Once and for all. And it is not fair for us to be bound by the enemy. It is not fair that we are suffering by the enemy. Because the gates of hate cannot prevail.
That's right.
We are the church here. We are the body of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so there's a stronghold in our mind. Now, why the mind is important? Because it's very, very important. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, take captive of every thought and make it obedient to Christ.
Right.
Now, Bible says, take captive of all thoughts. Every. Bible did not say.
Right here, brother.
Bible did not say, take captive of some thoughts. Bible said, take captive of every thought. Everybody say, every thought.
Every thought.
Now you and I, we can admit, right? In our daily life, there are so many pessimistic thoughts go through in our mind, isn't it? Negative thoughts, common thoughts,
right.
Worldly thoughts,
right.
Dirty thoughts, right? Oh, I wish he's dead. Oh, I wish my enemies, you know. Oh, I hate whatever, you know. All this kind of negative thoughts is going through. You know why? Because there is spiritual warfare going on in your mind.
Amen.
Believe it or not, Satan is playing with our mind.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 4:4 says, the God of this age has blinded the mind of the unbelievers. And even after we believe, we are saved, but still, we sometimes, or many times, some of you, right? We are losing our mind to the enemy. You see, this is the playground of the enemy. Even now, as we're listening to the message, that you can lose your mind. You can think about pizza in your house. You can think about money in your bank. You can think about, you know, your loved ones back home, right? Well, that's not worship. Worship is focusing your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, please, brothers, saints, I want to encourage you by opening up your mouth and say, Amen.
Amen.
Because it's the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Amen, the faithful, is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to release our spirit.
Amen.
In order to release our spirit, you have to open your mouth.
Amen.
And open your heart.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, his name is Amen.
Amen.
His name is the faithful.
Amen.
The victorious one.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, so there's a problem with our mind.
Amen.
Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Yeah. These days, so many young people are suffering from this mental disease.
Amen.
So-called depression. Where is that? Where is depression? In your spirit? No. It can never be in your spirit.
That's right.
Your spirit is perfect. There is Christ living in your spirit.
Right.
The overcomer is living in your spirit.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with your spirit.
Amen.
Your spirit has been reborn.
Amen.
You and Christ are one in your spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we have a spirit.
Amen.
A life-giving spirit.
Amen.
But what's the problem? We
mind.
Have a problem with our soul.
Yeah.
Our mind is a problem.
Amen.
You see, this is what happens. When you're thinking depressing thoughts, it will produce depressing feeling, emotion. And that depressing emotion will produce depression, depressing action. Mind produces emotion. Emotion produces action. So why you're acting depressed? Why you walking somber and depressed and downcasted? Because you are thinking some thoughts of depression. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
Why are you feeling sorrow? Because you are thinking sorrowful thoughts. Why do you have hatred toward your brother or sister? Because you're thinking about that thought. Why are you thinking you are, oh, I have no hope in this world? Because you're thinking that thought. So what you need to do today is to break that stronghold that is in your mind.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are you ready, saints, today?
Amen.
Because God has answered for you, all of us today.
Amen.
How to break the Jericho wall. How to destroy the stronghold in our mind.
Amen.
Bible tells us the answer. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is good all the time.
Amen.
You ready to hear the word now?
Amen.
This is introduction.
Amen.
You ready for the word now?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who's ready?
Amen.
Who's ready?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, so let's go now. Okay, now Jericho wall, this story is very interesting and it's very familiar. Let me just give you a heads up of this Jericho wall story, right? Here. I need five volunteers now, five volunteers. Because we need to see this. Brothers, come. Brothers, five. Okay, five. Here's a ram's horn. This is a ram's horn, real ram's horn from Israel. Okay? If you want it, you can pray to God. I cannot give this. So made in Israel, this is ram's horn, the real ram's horn, right? So Bible says, okay, this is how they circle around the Jericho wall. For 6 days, every day they need to circle around. 7th day they need to circle 7 times. And the last round, when Joshua commanded, give a shout! Then everybody go, wow, give a shout, right? So here they represent, here. You are the front guard. You're the front guard. Okay? Here's a front guard. And you are priest here. 7 priests. He represents 7 priests. Okay? Down below. Joshua says. So I'm Joshua here now. That makes sense. Okay, you hold it like this, right? Okay, you are ark.
Oh.
He holds the ark. Ark in the middle. Guard. Priest, park, and he's a real guard. Okay, real guard. You have to guard ark. And this big brother represent people, the Israelites. Okay, all the men have to join. All Israel have to join. All right. So you have to go now. Here's let's say that we don't have a room here. Here's the Jericho wall, the big mighty fortress. So you're gonna go around. All right. Now, here's your thing. Bible says. Do not talk. No, I didn't say that to you. I'm so scared. It's okay, sister. Bible said, when you go around the Jericho, do not say anything.
Yeah.
Be silent. That means, that signifies. Can somebody put up the air conditioner up? Because it bothers me. Yeah, just all the way up. Okay, so be silent means, signifies you have to do this in God's way.
Amen.
His way, not your way.
Amen.
Okay? We do not accept your opinion, your personal opinion,
right.
Your suggestion,
right.
Okay? Your agenda,
right.
Or your complainment. We do not take that.
Right.
For the stronghold to be destroyed, we have to follow God's way.
Amen.
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 Amen. So now you're going to go. In the middle. That's it. Okay, you just went. This is the first time, and then this 7 day now. 7 day go. 7 times. Last round. Last round. Okay.
You just went out on the last round. Now here, help. Brothers, help together, okay? This is the last round now, right? And I'm Joshua now. I'm going to command. Everybody give a big cry, give a shout of loud shout. Then we're all going to give a war cry.
Amen.
Shout of victory. Amen?
Amen.
You ready?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Aaron, you ready?
Amen.
you're gonna give us a hallelujah, right?
Okay.
So the wall of Jericho will fall. You ready?
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. And you're gonna blow the trumpet. Oh Lord, help me blow the trumpet.
Okay.
Just make sound. Okay. Ready?
The wall,
okay.
Voice, okay.
Time's up. This is right. This is it. Okay. Let's give up.
Oh,
one cry.
Yeah.
No, what?
You're so good at it!
Amen.
Oh my
goodness,
okay. Give them a hand. Okay, now you got the idea, right?
Mm.
You got the idea of this story.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Good. So, how can we experience the Jericho wall collapsing in front of our eyes?
Right.
How can we experience this breakthrough
yeah.
of the stronghold in our mind?
That's right.
How can we graduate
yeah.
this depression pill?
Hallelujah.
Even some of you here, maybe you are taking depression pill.
Mm.
Everywhere I go these days, so many young people are suffering from this depression pill.
Mm.
They have to take it. Oh, Brother Shetty is here from Israel.
Yeah.
Brother Shetty.
Oh.
Wow, praise the Lord, yes. We'll give you a chance to speak later, brother. Did you bring the ram's horn? So, you know, so many people are suffering from this depression, right? It's all mind play. Okay, we're going to destroy it. We're going to be set free from this depression, stronghold in our mind. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready, church?
Yeah!
Okay, four simple things. Let's go. Number one. Bible says, you know, about Joshua, before they go around the Jericho wall, okay, Jehovah commanded to Joshua, circumcise the young people, right, of the Israelites. Circumcise them, okay. Now, what's the scripture? Let's read that scripture. Okay, Joshua 5:2. Ready? Begin. At the time. Okay, church, let's read one voice, right? One voice. This is the word of God. Amen. Go.
At the time, Jehovah said to Joshua, make knives of flint and circumcise the children of Israel a second time.
Amen. So, God commands the Israelites to be circumcised.
Right.
Now, what's the circumcision? It's the circumcision of the heart.
Mm.
The New Testament is circumcision of the heart. Now, today, we need to be circumcised in our heart. Amen.
Amen.
We need to receive the circumcision of the heart. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says, your heart is the... it's the spring of wellspring of your life.
Amen.
So Bible says in Proverbs, right? Protect your heart above all else.
Amen.
Protect, guard your heart above everything else,
right.
Because it is the wellspring of your life.
That's right.
Listen, the stronghold in your mind cannot be destroyed unless our heart be circumcised.
Right.
Praise the Lord. This is the gospel. This is the gospel. Okay, this is the gospel. We have old heart, bruised heart, right? Old, this broken heart. But God has a new heart.
Amen.
So all we need to do is exchange the heart. Now we have to be willing to say, Lord, here is my broken heart. Here is my heart that is bruised and wounded. I give my heart to you, Lord. You give your old heart and He will give you a new heart.
Amen.
So how about exchange today?
Amen.
Who's ready to say, Lord, here's my old heart. Here's my broken heart. I need a new heart. Please, I need a new heart. And you give your heart to Jesus. Can you do that?
Amen.
Okay, talk to him now.
Oh,
Jesus, new heart.
Lord, I give my heart to you. I receive new heart from you.
What's your name, brother? Huh?
Sunny.
You're Sunny. Brother Sunny is very genuine. I said, talk to him. And as soon as I said that, she said, he goes like this.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
What do you say?
Oh, Lord.
My big heart.
Your heart is broken. You give to him.
Hallelujah. You see, do you know many times we refuse to say, Lord, my heart is broken. My heart is bruised. We do not want to acknowledge how weak we are, how fragile we are, how broken we are, how failed we are. But you know what? God knows everything. God knows you and I, we fail, right? We fail all the time. Our heart has been bruised. So brothers, just be frank to the Lord and say, my heart is broken. My heart is wounded. Here's my heart. I want to exchange it to a new heart.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
New heart.
Amen.
Okay, so Ezekiel 11:19 says, remove the heart of stone and give the heart of flesh.
Right.
A soft heart.
Yeah.
Just a song came to my mind now. Purify my heart. Let me be as gold. Precious silver, purify my heart. Amen. We need to circumcise our heart. That's the first condition. So who is willing to say, Lord, circumcise my heart. I give my whole heart to you. And I want brand new, fresh, loving heart of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, so that's the first one. What's the second one? That's the first one. Second one is, okay, look at this now. Go ahead. Yeah, stay in the body. Let's read the scriptures. Okay, ready? Begin. And you shall circle the city.
All the men of the land will pronounce the city one time. Thus shall you do for 6 days.
Okay. The second point, in order to experience the breakthrough in our mind, is to circle the city, all the men. What's the next verse? Again, it says, and when they give off the blast of ram's horn, and you hear the trumpet sound, all the people, everybody say, all the people.
All the people.
All the people.
All the people. All the people.
Okay, if we are one, listen, God can do mighty work.
Amen.
God can do miraculous work if we are one in our spirit.
Amen.
If we are one in our spirit, in our soul, hey, God will do mighty things.
Amen.
Listen, the Israelites, they were one. They were one. All the men had to go around the Jericho wall, circle around for 6 days and 7 days, seven times. There was a unity. There was a oneness. Brother and sister, do you agree with me that there is only one church in this entire universe?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Do you agree with me?
Amen.
Listen, God had no intention to make any denomination.
That's right.
Right? There is one universal church in this entire universe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One universal body.
Amen.
So here, we need to stay in the body. Be connected to the body. It's so important that we see the vision of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Because this is not an individual thing. Listen, when you are connected and stay in the body of Christ, there's going to be breakthrough in your life.
Amen.
Guaranteed by the Lord. You will experience breakthrough in the body.
Amen.
Let's go through some scriptures now. 1 Corinthians 12:12-13. Very important verse. Okay, let's read together. Begin. For even as the body is one.
Many are one body. Into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free,
we're all given to drink one spirit. Everybody say one body.
One body.
One spirit.
One spirit.
Five times repeated in two verses here. Verse 12 and 13 repeated five times. One body, one spirit. Listen, brothers and sisters, there's only one body existing in this entire universe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to change our mind. We need to not listen to the denomination, right? Or even the background or tradition, you know, all this. No, there's only one body. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we need to stay in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we need to destroy individualistic.
Amen.
Individualism.
Amen.
Listen, Jesus Christ is the head of Christ.
Amen.
Head of the body, right?
Amen.
Do you see this? He's a one new man, and one new man has head and the body, right? Head and the body. Jesus Christ is the head of the body. Do you agree?
Amen.
And he's not only the head of the body, he's also the body itself.
Amen.
He's the body itself.
Amen.
So, body equals Jesus. Look at this now. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body. What's the next word? One body. So, also is the Christ. You see that? Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that God will open your eyes right now.
Amen.
That you will see the vision of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So, also is the Christ.
Christ, right.
He's saying that, the scripture is saying that Christ is the body.
Amen.
Okay, verse 13. For also in one spirit we were all baptized. Baptized into what?
One body.
Baptized into?
One body.
Oh, come on, speak up, saints. Baptized into?
One body.
You see that? How many of you baptized? You're baptized, right? Whether sprinkling or immersion, you're baptized. Most of you, right? Did you know that when you're baptized into one body?
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's in the Israelites, there are many, but they are corporately one body.
Mm.
They're one. They're one body, one man.
Mm.
Jesus Christ is a one new man. And in him, there's a corporate bride.
Right.
There's a many members in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And it's called church. It's called body. Brother, sister, you want to experience a breakthrough? Stay in the body.
Hallelujah.
Be connected in the body. Never separate yourself from the body of Christ. Because the moment you separate yourself from the body of Christ, you're going to die. Spiritually speaking, you're going to die. Oh, Lord Jesus. Just imagine this. Your eyes are, your whole body here. And just the eye coming out and just floating everywhere. And if you meet just the eyeball, how do you think? Can you imagine that?
Mm.
Or just the hand cut and the hand is moving everywhere.
No,
Jesus. Oh, that's scary, isn't it? Isn't that scary? Yes or no? Is it scary
or
not?
Yes, scary.
Right. It's very scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, if you are living a Christian life, you alone, individually, you are like that. You are just floating. Just one part of the body is floating somewhere. It's kind of scary, isn't it? And it's risky. Brothers and sisters, we need to come back to the body of Christ and stay in the body of Christ. Because God is about to do something miracle great to your life.
Amen.
Okay, there's going to be breakthrough in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Breakthrough in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you and I, we experienced that, right? You don't want to think about that thought, that pessimistic, that negative thought, certain thought. You don't want to think about it. It's coming again. You experienced that, right? I don't want to think about this. No, but it's coming again. It's coming again. What is that? What is that? What is that? It's called stronghold. It's a Jericho wall. But today we're going to
break.
We're going to break it.
Hallelujah.
We're going to conquer it.
Hallelujah.
We're going to possess it.
Amen.
Oh, we're going to destroy it.
Amen.
How? By giving a heart to Jesus.
Amen.
Circumcise your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Second, stay in the body.
Uh-huh.
Close to the body. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't leave your church.
Amen.
Church is the answer.
Amen.
Graduate. Finish your individual life.
Amen.
I feel like I'll go to church. I don't feel like I'm not going to go to church. I feel a little headaches today, so I'm just going to stay home. Saints will understand me. No, we don't understand. We want you to be here. We miss you. We love you, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Every time we don't see your face, we miss you. And we're thinking about you. And we're praying about you. Hallelujah. Bible says, seek ye first. What?
Kingdom.
And his? Righteousness. And all these things shall be? The kingdom signifies church. Church signifies kingdom. So when it's seek, first is kingdom, means seek church. And righteousness is Christ. Seek Christ, the head and the body, the church. And all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Look at the next verse now. No, okay. Matthew 16:16. Can we read that together? Begin.
And Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
Let's shout that part. The gates of Hades cannot prevail against it, right? Can we shout together? Ready? Go.
The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
Amen. The gates of Hades cannot prevail against church.
Amen.
Because this is the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Mm.
Jesus is asking, hey, who do you think I am? And Peter said, you are the Son of God. You are the Christ, the Son of God. He only mentioned Christ, the Son of God. He did not mention about Son of Man.
Jesus Christ is not only the Christ, the Son of Man, but He's Jesus, the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. Always remember that He's the Son of Man, right? And this church body is Jesus. It's half of Him who He is. So if you only know Christ, the Son of God, and do not know the body of Christ, you only know the gospel 50%. Another 50% of the gospel has to do with the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. May your eyes be open today. Oh, be open. Hallelujah. In the body. Everybody say, in the body.
In the body.
Through the body.
Through the body.
For the body.
By the body.
By the body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything is in the body.
Amen.
Body is everything.
Amen.
Christ is everything.
Amen. Okay. Let's go to the third point now. Okay. A believing heart. Everybody say believing heart.
Believing heart.
Remember, they go circle around a wall, and the Bible commands, do not say anything. Do not let words come out from your mouth, right? Be silent. So that's, again, that signifies we got to do it God's way. Meaning that, think about this for a second. Think about this, right? Let's say you are one of the members of the Israelites, and you're going back to the age of Joshua, and you're going around the Jericho wall, right? Either you are a soldier or you are a people, you know, you are a priest, you're going around the Jericho. Now think about this, you're going around. You're saying nothing. How do you think the people in the Jericho, the soldiers up in the top of Jericho, how would they think about you? You're just going around. You're just going around. You don't think anything. You're not even looking at them, right? You're just going around like this with a horn. That's all. You're going around for 6 days and 7 days, you're going 7 times. How would they think about you? I think they're crazy. I think they're insane. It doesn't make sense. We might look foolish, isn't it? Isn't it? But this is God's commandment.
Amen.
This is God's strategic plan. And we follow Him. Even if it sounds foolish, we follow Him.
Amen.
Even if it doesn't make sense, we still follow Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't follow Jesus because it's logical. Because it's reasonable.
Amen.
It could be illogical. It could be unreasonable. When Jesus commands Peter, hey, walk on the water. Is that logical?
No.
Is that reasonable?
No.
That's extraordinary, isn't it? Brothers and sisters, you need to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Don't just read the book of John all the time, or book of Psalm all the time. Read the entire Bible and listen to the whole Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And follow what's in the Bible. Follow the Word of God. That's a believing heart. Oh, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith in you? Because the overcomer, brothers and sisters, the overcomer is the bride, right? The overcomer is the man and woman of faith, the believing heart. Unbelief is an insult to God. Because God is almighty. He's omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere. He's all-powerful. And if we don't believe in Him, that's an insult to Him, isn't it? Today is a day to declare, Lord, I'm going to trust You. I'm going to believe in You. I'm going to put my faith in You. Amen. And actually, I'm sorry. Yeah, you can do that kind of declaration. But at the same time, I think this is much better. Say, Lord, I do not have faith. Okay, can you repeat after me? Do the prayer together right now. Lord, I do not have faith.
I need faith.
Would You increase the faith in me? I notice that faith is Jesus.
I notice the faith is Jesus.
Because You are the author and perfecter of my faith.
You are the author and perfecter of my faith.
Praise the Lord. A believing heart. Even if thousands of believers, they say, oh, it doesn't make sense. Remember 10 spies, right? And they say, oh, they're giants. It's too scary. We're like grasshoppers. But Caleb's spirit, exercise your spirit. No matter what, you are the overcomer. God said, I'm going to give this land to you. Just believe the word of God. Something's going to happen to you. The word, God said it, I believe it, it settles it. Can you repeat that to me? God said it. I believe it. It settles it. What do you need more? Just believe. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
One last point. Okay. Okay. Believe means obedience, right? They actually obey. Right. Amen. So if you believe, you obey. Praise the Lord. Talk to somebody. If you believe, you obey.
If you believe, you obey.
That's this question. Are you obeying God? Now, with this question, you might feel a little bit uncomfortable. Oh, no, how do they obey? Oh, no. This is a tough question, isn't it? As soon as you ask this question, are you obeying? That's a tough question. Okay, anyway, let's okay, now the last point is shout of victory, war cry. Now, let me ask this question. Do you think the Israelite there, after the seventh day, last round, do you think they cried, war cry was, how was a war cry? How was their shout of victory? Do you think it was, how do you think it was like? What do you think? Brother?
Huh? Loud voice.
Loud voice?
Yeah.
Just a loud voice?
Marching, marching around the wall.
Okay.
And then
indeed, the voice will be loud, isn't it?
Yeah.
It will be the maximum, right?
Right.
But not only the voice was loud, their spirit was at the peak, isn't it? Do you think so?
Amen.
The spirit will be the peak, right?
It was
their voice, their spirit stirred up, their heart was stirred up, right?
Yeah.
And their open mouth wide. The seventh priest would blow the seventh trumpet. Am I good?
Yeah.
Blow the trumpet, right? And everybody will give a shout of victory, war cry. Come on, 1, 2, 3.
Hallelujah!
Doesn't sound like a war cry. Doesn't sound like a war cry. Okay, here is my conclusion, brothers. I finished message already. Do you like that, right? Short message better, right? Shorter the better. Amen. You say longer the better? Shorter the better. I finished already. This is the last point. But this last point is the most important. Now, what were the four things that we have to do, the Israelite did, that we have to do to experience the breakthrough in our mind, the stronghold? Number one, circumcise your heart.
Right.
Number two,
stay in the body.
Number three,
believing heart.
Believing heart. And number four, shout of victory. Those four things, right?
Right?
Let me tell you something. These four things, you and I, we cannot do it by our own strength.
Mm.
Now, this is the gospel.
Yeah.
This is the gospel.
Amen.
The gospel says,
Jesus, thank you.
Jesus has done it all.
Hallelujah.
Jesus has won it all.
Amen.
Jesus has finished it all.
Amen.
You and I, absolutely, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
You think you can do something for God?
No.
Please graduate from that thought. Sooner the better, brother. The more you try, the more you become miserable. You know that, right? Do you think you can be patient without Christ? Try to be patient. I try to be patient with Rachel. Every time I try to be patient with Rachel, anger will burst and will blow. Her too, same thing. We need Jesus.
Amen.
If I have Jesus, I'll be patient to her. Because Jesus is my patient.
Amen.
I need Jesus to love her. With my human love, I will fail.
Amen.
But with the love of Jesus, I will not fail. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you think you can do this? You can circumcise your heart? No, absolutely not. Do you think you can stay in the body with your own strength, with your own determination? Absolutely not. Do you think you can have a believing heart? No, there is no faith in us. Do you think you can give a war cry? We just tried before. It doesn't sound like a war cry. Even war cry, you cannot do. So what's the answer? It is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Look at this, Revelation 3:20. Okay? Revelation 3:20. Ready? All right, this is our last verse. Come on, saints, let's read it and declare. Loud voice, we're full of faith.
Amen.
Begin.
I say,
I said at the door. Where's the door? Your heart. I said at the door and knock. If condition. That's a condition, brothers. Not everyone can hear his voice.
Yep.
Today is a day to hear his voice.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, open up. Open your eyes. Open your ears.
Amen.
Open your mind.
Amen.
If anyone hears my voice today, you are hearing his voice through Brother Paul J, right? I'm just a microphone here. God is speaking to you right now.
Amen.
And through this time, right?
Amen.
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door. Opens the door. Opens the door of your heart.
Amen.
If you don't open your heart, God has no way to enter into you.
Amen.
God's economy, God's purpose, God's goal is to enter into you.
Amen.
Because God loves you so much that he wants to send his spirit. God the Father became the Son.
Amen.
And the Son, He died, He rose again, He became the Spirit. Now this Spirit is like a pneuma, the wind, the air we breathe. And He's here now. And as long as soon as you say, oh Lord Jesus, you call on His name, the Spirit will come enter into you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is so easy, isn't it? It's so easy. There's nothing we can do but to open ourselves. Bible says in Romans 9:23, we are vessels of God's mercy. Vessel. We are a container. Here's a bottle, right? We are like a bottle here. We were created in the image of God. And this bottle needs to be empty and open so that God can come into you. And when God comes into you, He will circumcise your heart.
Amen.
When God comes into you, He will connect you to the body of Christ.
Amen.
He will connect you to the body of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I ministered as a pastor for more than 20 years. And praise the Lord, God connect me to the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
The universal body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Some of you know what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
All you need to do is open your heart.
Amen.
What is bothering? Stronghold in your mind. Stronghold in your mind. Concept in your mind. Tradition in your mind. Style, preference. It's in your mind. Oh Lord Jesus, just open up. Let Him touch you. Let him give you a new heart. Let Him connect you to the body of Christ. And third, let Him give you a believing heart.
Amen.
A believing heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Say a believing heart.
A believing heart.
And after that, He's going to give you a spirit of victory.
Amen.
Spirit of victory.
Amen.
Spirit of war cry.
Amen.
It is then you can cry out.
Amen.
Not by your effort. Nothing's going to happen. But when you are filled with Jesus, when you are filled with the Victor, who is our Lord Jesus, when you're filled with Jesus Christ, filled with His Spirit, it will fill it up and it will come out and the sound of heaven will be released through you. The sound of victory will be released through you.
Amen.
Every day, every second in your life, God wants to be released. Jesus wants to be released from the Spirit and touch the lost people out there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think this place is too small for us. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we need to outgrow this place.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yesterday I was in the car and talking to some sister maybe here, other members, saints, who said, hey, God needs to gain 10,000. 10,000 saints in Korea!
Amen.
I'm talking about foreigners. I'm not talking about Korea.
Amen.
How about 10,000 foreigners will gather together and all of them spontaneously we will call on the name of the Lord? Oh!
Lord Jesus!
Come on!
Oh! Lord Jesus!
And there's going to be spiritual earthquake! And there's going to be breakthrough!
Amen.
The Jericho wall, the fortress, this thick wall will collapse!
Amen.
In the eyes of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because time is coming, brothers, sisters. Time is coming.
Amen.
Listen up. Time is coming. Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
And He's looking for His bride to be ready. A corporate bride. We need to get ourselves ready. Because He's coming.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we pray together?
Yes, amen.
How about a prayer, brothers?
Yes, amen.